625 online at countryhouseretirement.com.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's 8:45.
And we're so happy Dr. Phil McGraw joins us for the first time.
Good morning, Mark. Casey, how are you?
Happy to hear your voice.
I don't know about that guy.
Yeah, who was that guy?
Yeah, he just stepped on mic, started talking. I don't know who he is.
You're talking, Dr. Phil, about type 2 diabetes. Are you speaking from experience?
I am. I was diagnosed with this disease over 25 years ago, and they came in and told me I had it, and then they said it wasn't curable, but that it was manageable. And, you know, being kind of a task-oriented guy, I dove in and really did a deep dive to figure out what was going on. And like I said, over 25 years ago, so internet wasn't really prolific. I had to go to that building with books. Y'all remember the library? And get some articles and books and start reading about it. And so I've just really taken those things that I've really learned that have worked for me over the last 25 years, and in partnering with AstraZeneca, have created this website called onitmovement.com, where I really list out the things you can do if you've got this disease to minimize its impact on your life. And one in three people that are listening right now either have this disease or they're at risk for it. So this is a big deal. I mean, we're talking epidemic proportions here.
Absolutely. Mike has type 2, and I was borderline for 2 years, but finally got out of the danger zone.
I do have it under control, but it didn't get itself under control. The first thing I did was build a team, and that was centered around my healthcare professional. And then I got my wife involved. I got Robin really intimately involved in what I was doing, because if she knows, then she can support my food choices. She can support my need to exercise. I'm from the South. People love you with food down there. You know, you go home for the weekend, see your mom. You know, she bakes 3 cakes and a pie. And if she understands what's going on, she can help you with that. So I built a team and I educated people. And then you've got to start changing bad habits. But the deal is, you don't have to revolutionize yourself overnight. Little changes add up across time, and the next year is going to go by whether you're making these changes or not. So make little changes, and across a year they add up to big differences. So I really have done that in my own life, and so now it's my new normal. I don't feel like I have to get up and actively manage, because it's now just become my momentum. It's my lifestyle, and the more you manage it, the less you have to think about it.
I didn't know he was from the South. Did you, Mike?
No, I had no idea.
You guys are real funny. You thought I was from England, didn't you?
Yes. So we want to know, what's your exercise of choice?
My exercise of choice is tennis. I play probably average 6-7 times a week. I sometimes play twice a day. I'm not real good, but I'm real persistent.
Well, I play pool volleyball, and that's what gets me going in the water. So,
yeah, I'll tell you, that's a good workout, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, especially if not as many players show up and you got to cover more, more ice, but more space in the pool.
You're playing in too cold a water, if that's true.
The website is onitmovement.com. And Dr. Phil, is your smiling face there?
Oh, I'm all over it. There's video there and lots of lists and steps and action plans. So you'll find me all over it, because I'm really walking people through this. I don't want them getting frustrated and saying, I don't know where to start. So as I say, I put the dots really close together. You'll find lots of video of me there, sorry to say.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Would you just say that dog just won't hunt?
Casey? That dog just won't hunt.
Made my day. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
You know, it really is a very well-done website, onitmovement.com, and I put the link at WHUD's Facebook page, so you can see it for yourself.
Diet and exercise can be miraculous.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Phil.